Hello. Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fucking finally, thank you.
Technology, my dude.
Chink phones.
Yes. What did you have in mind?
I've had the appropriate amount of drinks to call and let Neguka hear my faggy voice.
Excellent.
Yes. I'm gonna look at my @birthday.txt.
Alright.
And I want to ask you a few things, if you don't
mind. First, I'm going to start with a kanpai, of course.
Of course, I'm drinking a nice rum and coke that's, oh, it's all gone.
Oh, shit, that's the worst.
That means I need more.
Yes, go for it.
Listen, use the soft glass and don't vomit tonight.
Hello. You know, I'm going to make myself another drink as well, because I need some more.
I don't have to see all your replies in real time like it usually would when it doesn't have to scale and deal with its actual interface.
You know what? I actually lost most of that. Sorry, could you repeat, please?
Yeah, I was waiting until you got back. So, thanks to... I heard Latvia.
Yeah.
That was just Lat talking to himself. Thanks to great Latvian code that doesn't scale, because apparently Django never scales, and Ruby on Rails never scales, even though Twitter and Instagram...
Yeah, it doesn't scale horizontally, yeah. Right?
Yeah. But, that's a question... That's for later. Anyways, is there any one particular night you look back on fondly now, having lived for a while?
Oh.
I can't believe internet hosting got me here. Is there anything you know? Because you are a great hoster.
Okay, that's going to be my first evening in Tokyo.
Very good.
Yeah. But the thing is, I ended up in Japan going with some guy that I met on TF2. And
hang on, I'm saying Ruby on Rails doesn't scale, but it does. I'm sorry. For the record,
That was a bend.
After you said, I have no opinions on RISC-V, I'm like, well, I have to rewrite a fourth of this document now. Anyway, let's go on. First evening in Tokyo.
Yes. So I went to Japan with a German guy, and he was very German in the sense that he did not enjoy somebody just doing things unscheduled. He wanted a plan for everything.
Okay.
So we figured, as soon as we left Kyoto, where we started, we would just split up and just fuck off, and that was it. And that was very good. So I went to Tokyo, and I went to Mokura, and somebody walked up to me and asked, hey, are you from 4chan? No, absolutely not. It was fucking great. And that's how we got all our best friends. No, but seriously, no, that is my best evening. Just that entire thing was just fucking great.
Alright. I know, man. But for me, like, as someone who, you know, goes to a lot of meetings and stuff, whenever it's like, oh, you're the viewer for 4chan, I'm like, God, just shoot me right now. So, this used to be the RISC-V question, is, do you believe anything actually good will happen in the next 10 years in computing? Like, is there anything to actually look forward to, or is it just increasing levels of shit? Is it just nodes going to take over everything? Is it all going to be bad?
It's all going to be bad.
Fantastic, I can't fucking wait.
No, I have zero hopes for the future, it's all going to be shit.
Because you don't probably care about
There's going to be one in February, but yeah.
Assuming there series of vaccine, 2021. Mm. MegaCon in Florida, me and some other people have been talking about it. We potentially have a house in Florida. What do you say about flying over to the good old US of A, getting drunk every day, watching anime, going out to bars and then watching more anime?
I would prefer to kill myself in the most painful way than ever go to America.
Dude, America's so much better than my house. My house is a gross pile of vomit.
No, I would absolutely prefer Canada to that. Absolutely.
Florida is warm. You haven't been to Canada when it's cold. It's a pile of garbage.
Canada is fucking comfy. Have you ever been to Norway, my dude?
No, I look forward to it when I have a job.
No, seriously, I'm never going to America. That's not happening.
What if, like, the next question was like, the next question in the Ed Birthday Optics is, and then it's like, follow-up is, are we dropping acid or mushrooms? And for the record, I'm not mentally stable enough for either of those things, but it'd be fun to watch you do.
Okay, no, seriously, like, can you repeat it? I missed it. There was some glitching.
After MegaCon in Florida, post-Rona, because for us it only takes like $100 to fly in.
Yeah.
Are we dropping acid or mushrooms is the important question. And I'm not
Okay, so acid sounds like a lot of fun.
You might see Morbid in real life, so you might actually become 3D.
No, the issue is that I used to have a lot of creativity, but then it disappeared, and I want to fix that somehow. Like, I used to make music, and that's just not a thing anymore.
Yeah, you did talk about, but you still have these amazing creative code solutions where you're like, hey, I built a Python HTTP parser that's 100 times faster than the stock one. That's amazing.
No, that's not creativity in, like, in the sense of music and that kind of stuff. It's computer software.
Yeah. I will say those things probably help with that. And there's like 10 messages from Vlad I need to read in red.
All right.
I have two last things. I'm sorry for making this call like way longer than Pat.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine. Like, seriously, if you have access to asset, I want to try some.
Dude, you hung out with PT in front of you.
Yeah, that's a point.
He once texted me that he landed in Florida from Pearson International Airport, which is, for anyone not from this area of the world, the like international airport of Toronto. He once landed in Florida from there, and he was like, oh shit, I forgot I had acid in my wallet. That could have got me in jail.
Okay, so PT was a lot bad. Hang on. I fucked up. A lot less bad than what the rumors would have it be. I enjoyed hanging out with PT. It was a lot of fun.
He was, yeah. I remember, after Annie Mabel, like after we heard Wafaru's great set,
yeah,
went over to the bar and we were just drinking at our table, and PT came over and he was very drunk and he was like, okay, so I need to know, who's the hot girl? So we're having a debate here, it's a bar-wide debate. That was great. Anyways, two last things before I let you go. Sorry for taking up so much free time.
No, go.
Number 10 here on this list that only goes up to 5, which is great. Great. I just want to thank you for being such a positive impact on so many so many internet strangers. Like, you don't even realize just by streaming on Friday and the sounds of Friday with the cracks. Like, I remember back when I was working my first full-time job, I had never been so close to deep-throating a socket in my life.
Uh-huh.
Every Friday, I was just like, hang on, the sounds of Friday are going to happen. And I'm going to be happy. No matter how shitty this job is, it's Ed going to be drinking on Friday, and there's going to be chiptunes and Toho, and it's going to be great. Just hang on to Friday. So, from the bottom of my heart, for me and other internet strangers, thanks for, like, you generally played a major role in some of our lives. You've helped us through a lot of hard times, even without realizing it. So, thanks. And the last thing is how much longer so other people can get their turn after I hog all this time with you. How much longer are you going to like 9?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Alright, great. Anyway, Ed, thanks.
Thanks for listening. And actually, let's have a compay.
Let's have a compay. America's not that bad. Like, it's pretty. It's just slightly shittier, but.
Actually, no, I'm not going to America. That's never happening. That's a pretty easy choice.
Alright, so I'll just hijack Waltz.
Yes. Alright, thank you for calling in. See ya.
thanks for having me.
No worries.
You think I'm extroverted? This is the music costume, okay? Please don't believe the first guy for like having gay voice and for somehow he sounds like me.
I'm sure it's fine.
It takes no balls when you're seven slots in. Anyways, bye, Ed.
Hey! See ya. Can you imagine ever going to America? Oh shit, there's another phone call and it fucked up. Okay, keep saying he's in on another phone call, but that's just bullshit. That's just line being shit. Alright, please try again. You fucking broke it. Oh, yeah, there we go. No? No, wait, what? I think a line crashed. I'm just getting a black screen. This is fucking great. Hang on. Maybe it works now. It does! Yo, what up? Hey! Hang on. The speaker feature is not working. No, it isn't. Hang on. Let me try to restart. Just hang up, alright? I swear to fucking god, iPhone is the worst piece of shit I've ever touched. I don't know why I own this piece of shit, even though I need it to test things. It's fucking cancer. Hello? Yes, there we go. Yes. Hey, thanks.
Hang on.
Sometimes something's still fucking broken, and I'm not trying to fix this. It's. I'm gonna. Do you have Telegram installed?
You know what? I'll figure it out.
Okay, I will message you my phone number online, so you can call me Telegram instead, because Telegram is less broken. Alright, okay. See you in a bit. Fucking computers. Absolute worst. God, fucking hell. Did I just restart the song? I think I did. No, the thing is, you write the prototype in Python, and then you realize you don't have time to write the actual thing. So you run the prototype in PyPy, and it performs perfectly well, and you're done! at least AOT or rather JET. For the sense of PyPy, it just runs the code as usual the first time around, then it realizes what it compiles to and just reuses the assembly next time around. Because the offsets are known, they can just reuse the code, and it just runs way fucking faster than regular Python does. Shit, I'm getting a phone call! Oh god, oh god. Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hey!
Yo, it fucking works!
Is this working?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh shit, I'm getting my echo!
Wait, you're hearing your echo?
Yeah, I'm hearing myself. Best call this evening. Seriously, Echidna is best girl. Echidna is fucking great. I don't have anything to come by with, that means I need to make more stuff to drink and I shouldn't. Well, I suppose shoes can't get pregnant. Is